Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And Christmas is officially over. We had Christmas this weekend, and we had a Christmas, a white Christmas, because Mid-Missouri got hammered with a snowstorm that just didn't seem to want to quit. And, you know, the kids had a good time. They went out and did some sleigh riding, tried to make a few forts and a snowman or two, and they had a great time, as well as having Christmas and lots of stuff to eat and goodies, and they had fun. But let's get back to business now. Happy New Year, we should say. America, or Americans, divided, confused, convoluted, deceived, distracted, deserted, deranged. Where are you today on your thoughts of liberty and freedom? What about that word independence? What about these political parties? What about these so-called policies for America or for Americans? Why is America divided? Divide and conquer. Why is America divided? Does a two-party system, Republican and Democrat, in itself divide America? The Pledge of Allegiance to the U.S. flag clearly states, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. United we stand, divided we fall is a phrase used by many to inspire unity. The core concept lies in the notion that if individual members of a certain group works on their own instead of as a team, they are each doomed to fail and will all be defeated. The phrase, United We Stand, is hardly a concept of Republicans and Democrats. Now you stop and you think about what we just said in that comment, in that paragraph. How many times have we said, united we stand, divided we fall, or we'll either stand together or hang separately? If we aren't going to stand together or find some kind of common denominator, as Foster Freeze had advised us to do, then we're going to fall. There's no way we can survive as a nation of people. We the people are tired of the politics of government. We the people are tired of big government. We the people want and deserve one government. We the people deserve more than a divided government bickering and getting nothing accomplished for we the people. We the people deserve more than We the people deserved to be governed by our Constitution, not the Communist Manifesto. One government, one patriotic party governed and controlled by the Constitution, regardless of who's elected. No Republicans, no Democrats, no socialists, no independents, no progressives, no blue states, no red states. One nation, one party with liberty and justice for all. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Now, I didn't write all this. I wrote part of it, but I didn't write all this, and I was thinking about this. Why are we divided? You know, we're a people. Just being independent kind of sets you apart, because that's what you want. I was telling some of the family this weekend, we were big surprised. We talked a little politics, not a whole lot. We don't always all agree. But I was telling them, you know, they don't understand. Somebody had made a comment to one of them about war. And I said, you know, taking out those special weapons that we have, you know, the ones I got to visit and sit in the cockpit of, taking those out, and then we'd just be helpless. And they said, yeah, well, you got to get through this and get through that and get through here and get through that to get to them because they're guarded. And then you're going to have to deal with this. You know, Japan thought they had that all figured out, but they created a pretty violent giant when they did that. And I mentioned to my sons that we were sitting there talking, I said, you know, they talk about these flyover states, but the flyover states, they're the most dangerous of all because we're the most stubborn and most independent, and we're the fighters. Now, I'm not trying to say everyone on the coast doesn't fight. They do. We've got great people everywhere in this nation. But rural America, these flyover states that everybody likes to forget, the forgotten American, the one that's so busy working, it's lifting up everyone else, we're the ones they need to be afraid of. We're the ones, whether that was a comment that was true or not, about invading here on our land, there'd be a rifle or a gun behind every blade of grass. Rural America is a force to be reckoned with. So, why are we divided? Why do we say rural America? Why do we say coastal? Why are we a divided nation? Because they want us divided. That's why they label us, the genders, the colors, the wealth, whether you make more money than so-and-so. Where do you live? Do you live in a flyover state, rural America? You know, the deplorables, the ones that smell like Walmart, they're smelly, you know. Yeah, what is it that divides us? And why do we allow it? Divide and conquer. The Democratic Socialists of America. Did you know that's a party? Well, did you know that's what Bernie Sanders claims? And I saw this website on them. Who are we and what we do? This is the Democrat Socialists of America. The Democrat Socialists of America is the largest socialist organization in the United States. We believe that working people should run both the economy and society democratically to meet human needs, not to make profits for a few. How wealthy is Bernie Sanders? We are a political and activist organization, not a party. Through campus and community-based chapters, DSA members use a variety of tactics, from legislative to direct action, to fight for reforms that empower working people. Medicare for All? Now, they do have a website, and you can go see what all they have to say. It's DSAUSA.org. Healthcare is a huge segment of our economy, and health care's access is a deeply and widely felt need. In the capitalist system, you have to pay to get care or go without. And under a democratic socialist system, we would collectively provide care as a society. Well, that sounds that's a warm, fuzzy thought, isn't it? Medicare for All is a stepping stone towards that vision, and our campaign is designed to build a working class base of people fighting for state and national power. And it says, click here to go to the campaign website. And I looked at it, and I'm going to tell you what, it's pretty scary stuff. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to talk about the divisions that we have and how we've been deserted by those elected officials. This is CSC Talk Radio. I'm Beth Ann. I'm going to wait on phone calls because I do want to make a few points here. But you can write it down, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm just talking about, as I said in my monologue, and I'm going to repeat it, divided, confused, convoluted, deceived, distracted, deserted, deranged. America is divided. And why are we divided? Because they want us divided. You divide and conquer. I got a big kick out of Acosta. Acosta goes down to the border when the president went down to the border last week. And he gets in front of a wall and he's saying, well, you know, I don't see any problem here. There doesn't seem to be a crisis, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, it's all hysterical because he's in front of a wall, which proves that the wall works. That's not what Acosta, that's not the message Acosta wanted to get over or get through to America. He wanted to prove that there was no crisis. Well, there's not a crisis if there is a wall. Acosta, he's one of those grandma would say, you know, doesn't have sense enough to come in out of the rain. They're so focused on one thing that they cannot seem to get it straight. And if you remember, they denied the mainstream media and the Democrats and the leftists, whatever you want to call them. They denied that the caravan was coming. They said that was a big put-up deal. Well, there's more coming now, and I've got it here. Somebody sent it to me in an email from several different news sources. This is a Business Insider. A new migrant caravan plans to leave Honduras on January 15th. Well, that's tomorrow. Here's another one, and this one's coming from the ChristianForums.com. Another caravan coming up from Honduras, leaving on Tuesday. Here's another one coming from the Washington Post, believe it or not. A new migrant caravan is forming in Central America. And here's another one from the newamerican.com. Another migrant caravan with 15,000 people to leave Honduras soon. So they're coming. They're coming again, and they're not going to quit coming. Now, there was somebody last night when I was watching a little bit of the news who was talking about the way to stop this. It was Ron Paul. That's who it was. It was Ron Paul. And they were interviewing him, and he doesn't necessarily support the wall, but he doesn't necessarily disagree with the wall either. But he said the best way to stop him from coming is to legislate it. You've got to legislate. Quit giving them all these deals. They're coming over here for these deals. They're coming over here for free medicine. They're coming over here for all kinds of benefits. He said, stop giving it to them. They'll stop coming. So they're going to keep coming until we get things changed. But the Democrats, they just keep going because they care so deeply. So they get up in front of America last week, and I think they just kind of made fools out of themselves, but that's because I disagree with them. Somebody that really loves them will say, oh, they did a wonderful job, but they didn't. In fact, really a lot of their own didn't think they did a very good job. But Democrats over this weekend, because they were so upset about American, you know, the federal workers not getting paid, they missed their first paycheck on Friday. They were so upset that they had to fly to Puerto Rico on chartered jets and meet with lobbyists and go see the Hamilton play. As America's government, so-called, is shut down. So despite a partial government shutdown with no end in sight, about 30, I think it was 34 of 39 maybe, Democrat members of Congress traveled into Puerto Rico this weekend with their families and lobbyists for a winter retreat where they also plan to see a special performance of the hit Broadway show Hamilton. Because they're so upset, they had to get away. They just had to get away. Those attending the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Bold Pack gathering in San Juan also plan to meet Saturday with Puerto Rican officials to discuss ongoing cleanup efforts from Hurricane Maria. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. This year's winter retreat promises to be our most widely attended yet, with over 220 guests, including 39 members of Congress and CHS Bold Pack. Supporters expected to attend and participate, a planning memo said. So around 109 lobbyists and corporate executives, you know, those rich people that the Democrat socialists hate, are named in a memo welcoming the guests, which includes some from prominent Washington firms like R.J. Reynolds, Facebook, Comcast, Amazon, Pharma, Microsoft, Intel, Verizon, and unions like the National Education Association. The spokesman for the Bold Pack, part of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, would not tell the Examiner which members of Congress would be attending. Now, this I thought was kind of funny, in a disgusting kind of way. But somebody got a picture of the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on the beach. And he was spotted on the beach Saturday, according to the Fox News. Well, I guess it was, because I'm looking at it right here. I guess it could have been another time, but they spotted him on the beach. And he's there with some gal. You can't see her face. Just see the back of her. And she's in a skimpy little bikini thing. And I got a big kick out of the one gal on Fox last night, because she was a little upset with Steve for showing that picture. She goes, well, thank you, now that I can't get that picture out of my head. The Dems visit comes amid the ongoing partial shutdown that has left, as we said on Friday, we did the math, over 800,000 federal workers with no pay. That says no pay since December 22nd, but they just missed their first paycheck, and that was Friday. And I'm not saying that because I've been there before. When my husband was laid off from construction, we didn't get a paycheck, and you didn't get it later. You just didn't get the paycheck. They're going to get paid, just not on time. And that's bad enough, but they are going to get a paycheck. So the party that cares had to get away. They had to get away and go meet with 109, what did I say, 109 lobbyists? Julian Castro, he's the former Housing and Urban Development Secretary, and he just announced a day or two ago that he's the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate. He was to attend the summit on the island on Monday. So he's there today, according to the Examiner. I guess he'll speak to all of them, and they'll all talk and gossip and carry on and drink and have a good time because they're upset that over 800,000 federal workers didn't get a paycheck Friday. I've got this little tidbit from Jerry. Jerry has been on the air before with me, and it's been a long time since he was. His last name is Koch, Jerry Koch. And he's writing this to the president. He says, I'm going to send it to him. He thinks what the president should do, and he already did this, but he thinks he should do it in a bigger way, and that's to go and meet with the people. Explain to the American people exactly what's going on. He said he should go with his big rallies with widescreen TVs, showing the Dems leadership saying no to all the Trump recommendations on the border and why 5 million is needed. In fact, well, I think it's 5 billion. In fact, he says, I think he should up the price to 25, which is what it was originally, I think, and stop playing the games with the Dems. So he's going to be sending this, and it's of course, it's longer than that. He should show all the related costs that the U.S. taxpayers are paying for all these illegals in our country, their education, their Medicare, their medical needs, everything that we have to pay them, their unemployment. These figures will be more than what is needed to build the complete wall. In other words, if you stop paying these immigrants, these illegal immigrants coming across here, you got plenty of money for a wall. Now, moving on to what part should we say? Deceived, distracted, deserted, deranged. This is something I did not know, and I need to know a little bit more about it. And maybe you guys know and knew about it. Sometimes I'm not all on top of everything. But this happened a long time ago during the president, during President Reagan's time in office. And if you remember, the left didn't like him then, and one of the leading left at that time was Ted Kennedy. Well, I didn't know this until last evening, and I watched a man that was being interviewed by Mark Levin, and he had written a book on this, I guess, back in the day, or maybe he's just recently written the book. He, you know, Levin highly recommended it, as we always do when we have somebody on that's written a book. But it's about collusion. It's about somebody in Congress talking to an outside country leader, national leader, to make sure that, you know, our president gets it right, because they were concerned that President Ronald Reagan wasn't going to get it right with the Soviet Union. Interesting, don't you think? Nobody ever mentioned that as collusion. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
This is sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go real quickly to the phone lines, and I'm going to ask Neil to keep it real quick and short and sweet because I've got something else I want to share here. Neil, how are you doing today?
Okay.
How did your snow go? You didn't get as much snow down there, did you?
I got up this morning and there was a thin layer. just sparse snow is all we got. A little bit of flurries is all we got here.
Yeah, well, we could shovel really some down there if you'd like.
Well, we don't need it. I'm hoping it stays away. You can have all that snow you want. We don't need it down here.
Well, we got the moisture. We'll just say that.
Right. But I was talking about this issue you raised about why the country is divided. The 14th Amendment divided the country. The 14th Amendment allowed deadbeats to vote. Prior to the 14th Amendment, if you weren't a property owner, you couldn't vote. You couldn't be a citizen. And so when they established this second class of citizenship, that allowed all the have-nots to vote to take away from the haves. And that's why we have division in this country, because the people who have it don't want to be told that they have to give it to the deadbeats that don't work and don't want to work. And that's the issue. It's really the bottom line. That's the issue. It's dividing the country.
It is. So, it is. Because those who don't have or don't want to work and don't want to have, you know, I had a teacher in high school that claimed, well, if you don't own anything, you don't have to pay any taxes. You know, and that was he was kind of a socialist. He was kind of a liberal. And that's one thing he went on. You know, if you don't own anything, you don't have to pay any taxes. So he was okay with living in an apartment.
Well, that's true, but you shouldn't be allowed to vote.
I don't disagree with you.
You're not responsible. You got to be responsible for a piece of ground. To be a citizen, you have to own a piece of the country. That's the way the country was established.
And I think that's a wise thing, and I agree with you. I think that did start the divisions for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Neil. Thank you for the reminder. Now, this is coming, and this was actually written. I had to do a little searching on it this morning after watching Mark Levin last night in his interview with a gentleman whose name I cannot remember or didn't write it down. But I am going to find that interview, and I will post it on Facebook today. Ted Kennedy, Soviet Gamut, by Peter Robinson. It says, picking his way through the Soviet archives that Boris Yeltsin had just thrown open in 1991, Tim Sebastian, a reporter for the London Times, came across an arresting memorandum composed in 1983 by Viktor Cherbakov, the top man at the KGB. The memorandum was addressed to Yuri Andropov, the top man in the entire USSR. The subject? Senator Edward Kennedy. On 9 through 10 of May of this year, the May 14th memorandum explained Senator Edward Kennedy's close friend and trusted confidant, John Tooney, was in Moscow. Tooney was Kennedy's law school roommate and a former Democratic senator from California. The senator charged Tooney to convey the following message through confidential contacts to the general secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Y. Andropov. Kennedy's message was simple. He proposed an unabashed quid pro quo. Kennedy would lend Andropov a hand in dealing with President Reagan. In return, the Soviet leader would lend the Democratic Party a hand in challenging Reagan in the 1984 presidential election. Well, there's your Russian collusion. The only real potential threats to Reagan were problems of war and peace in Soviet-American relations. The memorandum stated, these issues, according to the senator, will without a doubt become the most important of the election campaign. Kennedy made Andropov a couple of specific offers. First, he offered to visit Moscow. The main purpose of the meeting, according to the senator, would be to arm Soviet officials with explanations regarding problems of nuclear disarmament so they may be better prepared and more convincing during the appearances in the USA. Kennedy would help the Soviets deal with President Reagan by telling them how to brush off their propaganda. Then he offered to make it possible for Andropov to sit down for a few interviews on American television. A direct appeal to the American people will without a doubt attract a great deal of attention and interest in the country. If the proposal is recognized as worthy, then Kennedy and his friends will bring about suitable steps to have representatives of the largest television companies in the USA contact YV Andropov for an invitation to Moscow for the interviews. The senator underlined the importance that this initiative should be seen as coming from the American side. Kennedy would make certain the networks gave Andropov airtime and that they rigged the arrangement to look like honest journalism. Kennedy's motives? Like other rational people, the memorandum explained Kennedy is very troubled by the current state of Soviet-American relations, but that high-minded concern represented only one of Kennedy's motives. Tooney remarked that the senator wants to run for president in 1988. Kennedy does not discount that during the 1984 campaign, and the Democratic Party may officially turn to him to lead the fight against the Republicans and elect their candidate president. Well, it goes on and on to explain some of this, but we never heard anything about that collusion, about that conspiracy with the USSR, did we? But we hear about this every single day, about the Russian collusion, and now they came out over the weekend. I'm thinking these people have totally flipped out. They've just totally flipped out because they believe that President Donald Trump is a Russian spy agent. Well, so we have the Russian collusion that no evidence supports. And we have spent, what now, $20+ million on this special counsel by Robert Mueller. So this is coming from, this particular article is coming from, let me see if I got it here, The American Thinker. And it's written by Bryce Buchanan. It says, hiding evidence, the continuing cover-up. And what he explains in this article is not the evidence of anything that the president has done, but it's the cover-up of all the evidence that others have done. More information is supporting the theory that the current big Justice Department investigations are actually functioning as big cover-up operations. Robert Mueller's team is effectively hiding key evidence related to serious crimes committed by government officials. Mueller has nearly complete control over what the public or any investigator can see. He has control over what witnesses can talk about. This means that the Huber and Horowitz investigations exist to make you think something is being investigated when it is not. That is why Representatives Doug Collins, Mark Meadows, and Jim Jordan sent a letter to Huber, the U.S. attorney, this week that essentially exposes the fraud. And this was written, I don't have the date when it was written, I need to look that up. It was just written last week, though. It's not about the evidence of what someone has done, of what the president has done, but it's all about covering up the evidence others have done to frame him. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Confused, deserted, distracted, deceived. Americans, you need to wake up, and we will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CSC Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSC Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So we are being deceived, my friends, and I think most of us know that. But are you willing to do anything about it? Are you willing to be the storm? Are you willing to make the phone calls? That's not much of a storm, really, unless all of you do it. All of you do it, it's quite a big storm. And yes, they will listen if they get 150,000 or 250,000 or 500,000 phone calls. The letter begins, as we're talking here, with the collusion or with the deception of the special counsel. This is the letter coming from Doug, the representatives Doug Collins, Mark Meadows, and Jim Jordan. They sent to Huber, the U.S. attorney. We write to request an update on the progress of your review of your irregularities involved with the Department of Justice's and Federal Bureau of Investigation's actions during the 2016 and 2017. The letter then points to the fact that indicates that there has been no real investigation. None of the many key witnesses have been interviewed. Now, remember, there's some people that actually claim that some things had taken place, but they haven't been interviewed. Huber refused to testify at a recent congressional hearing about the Clinton Foundation. The letter then asks for information in four areas where Huber cannot reply without further demonstrating that this is a fake investigation. There is also mounting evidence that hiding facts is common in deep state political crusades. A recent column by Marty Waters and Lee Carey exposes Mueller's long history of improperly hiding evidence. The column begins, during his 12-year reign as FBI director, Robert Mueller not only protected his criminal friends by silencing those who could expose their bad acts, he projected his friends' crimes onto others. Now, think about what's actually been happening. Now, we were told he was going to wrap this thing up in September. It's not wrapped up. And now we're being told he's going to wrap it up sometime before spring. We don't have $5 billion for a wall, but we have millions and millions of dollars to spend on this cover-up investigation. One example cited in the case of William Campbell, who infiltrated Russia's state nuclear energy corporation, Rosatom, was the FBI, for the FBI. Over a period of 8 years, he documented the bribery and the money laundering involved in Russia's efforts to get access to U.S. uranium assets. Nobody's talked about that. Massive donations were made to the Clinton Foundation. Absurdly high speaking fees were given to Bill Clinton by those who planned to profit for the deal. None of these things have been investigated. They're being covered up. And many of these people who actually should know something, whether it's positive or negative, they're not being interviewed. Now, personally, I don't believe that President Trump colluded with the Russians. But they could have questioned Julian Assange. They've not done that. They could have questioned some of these others, and one of them I'm thinking of, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, when the DNC was supposedly hacked. They could have questioned some of these others that said they knew something. And whatever happened to the FBI guy that was holding all this information? Haven't heard any more about that either. Now, he was holding information that was on the Uranium One. But he hasn't been questioned or interviewed. He's not dead yet. But he was trying to get things taken care of before he did pass away because he was battling cancer. So some of the folks that should have known something or had some kind of information one way or the other, they've not been interviewed. Not. But they're going to go after Jerome Corsi. He's 70-some years old, and he's the one that said, well, Julian Assange, you know, he's reading all these emails and everything, and he kind of put two and two together. Jerome Corsi's pretty good at that, although he's got a reputation for being a conspiracy theorist person. You know, you say that, and then you look back and some of the things that they said were going to happen, and they did. It's not really a conspiracy anymore, is it? So I think that we, the people, need to start taking ourselves a little more seriously. They own the media, and you only get to hear what they want you to hear. And I mean all the media. I'm sorry, but I do mean all the media. Not me. I don't get paid for anything. They don't own me. I'm just trying to sort through it all and try and get some, make some sense out of it. This is coming from Newsmax here, and a Ms. Rainer, a Solange Rainer, I don't know if it's a male or a female, wrote this. And Mueller's report is almost certain to be anticlimactic. Well, everything he's come back up with already has been anticlimactic. It's not done anything. Nothing. When's he going to wrap it up? When are we going to quit spending millions and millions of dollars on this? And so it says in this, the FBI inquiry forced counterintelligence investigators to evaluate whether Trump was a potential threat to national security. The FBI started investigating him when he fired Comey because they were suspicious. So my question is, why were they investigating Trump over firing Comey and not investigating Rosenstein or Steen, who wrote the letter to the president recommending the firing of Comey? This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. They have totally flipped out on some of these things. where are we? Are you making the phone calls to demand the wall? Are you making the phone calls? Tell Nancy Pelosi to stay put. Take care of America, not her party. So I'm pretty certain she was at this Puerto Rico party. Do you need me to give you the numbers again? 202, this is Nancy. 202-225-4965. Chuck Schumer, 202-224-7433. And the switchboard is 202-224-3121 for any of your representatives or senators. You know, America, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We need to be the ones waking up. We can't just continue to blame these career politicians who keep getting richer and richer while we get poorer and poorer. It's time for us to take a stand to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.